Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
No, we're not recording yet, so just relax.
What I'm going to say to you now is, right, first of all, no one's going to listen to this. It's going to be people that know me.
Okay.
They also know you. So if you're going to put on your phone voice, you're not going to be yourself. People are going to call you out in it.
Okay, right.
So just be yourself. Now, I need to do a sound check.
And do I talk?
Well, yeah, but like, I don't know what a sound check is, do you? Right, just say something so I can hear it.
Yeah, well, we're starting off on a good note. No drink involved. Can't wait for the podcast, is it, to be over.
You can have... You're a pig.
Wherever you be.
Mom, you're screaming into the microphone.
I know, free. Because if you smother one, it's worse than three.
Now, before I even start, I know exactly what you're thinking.
You're joking. Not another one? Oh, for God's sake, I can't stand this.
But if you've clicked play and you've made it this far, I'm extremely grateful, so please bear with me. On the off chance that you're not one of my friends who I'm going to make listen to this, and you've somehow stumbled across the first episode of my new podcast, and you're wondering what's going on, I'm sorry. But let me introduce myself. My name is Padraig and this is The Voice Note. The Voice Note is my new venture that I've been humming and hawing about doing for a while, and truthfully, I was dying to do it, but also I was low-key shitting it. But with lots of encouragement from great friends, I decided I'll just give it a go. Now, I'm going to explain the premise of The Voice Note and how I would eventually love it to work. But before that, I'm going to introduce you to this week's guest and she's going to help me. I don't know anyone who I'd rather have as my very first guest on my very first episode of The Voice Note. She was there at all my firsts. Well, the ones I'd want her at anyway. So it just seems fitting. But also, she's a living legend. So without further ado, sit back, press play, and listen to The Voice Note. So they say that the best things come in 4'11" packages, and they're not wrong. She's living proof. She's my little treasure. Everyone's angel on top of the Christmas tree. She's my mom, Mary. Welcome, mom.
Hi, love. But you're wrong there. I'm 4'10". Sorry. Yeah.
Welcome to the living room.
I always said 4'11" because it sounded better.
Yeah, but it's not 4'10".
I know.
Anyway, mom.
I was always an angel at Christmas.
I'd say you were.
In the pentos. Yeah, go on.
Anyway, listen, right? Yeah. Before we get going, right, I'm going to ask you one question, okay? And answer it truthfully for me.
All right.
Okay? In your own words, can you tell me what a podcast is?
Is it a tape ring or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it?
Well,
you're taping me now.
Yeah, but you've heard of podcasts before, haven't you?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, and you listened to the one that I did with Kevin and PJ.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so basically, I know what it is.
Is that a podcast?
It is. Like, so my mom wouldn't be the most technically able. Oh, yeah. Would I be right? You're not,
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I'm not.
So, like, do you know the way you've got the Alexa?
Yeah.
How does the music come out of the Alexa?
I talk to it.
Yeah, I know, but how does, like, where does the music come from?
From Alexa.
Okay.
The radio, is that a radio?
Yeah, kind
yeah.
of right.
Yeah.
So basically a podcast is like, it's like a recording of a conversation, it could be a conversation, or it could be one person talking about something, or it might, so, and there's thousands and millions of them out there, and there's one on anything that you have an interest in.
And so, can you get them on Alexa?
Yeah, through Spotify. So like everything that you get on Alexa is through your Spotify. So like Engelbert Humperdinck, for example, on the Friday night.
Yeah.
That comes through Spotify and you can listen to podcasts. So like your interests now, for example, like what would your interests be?
Tennis.
So there'd be loads of podcasts on tennis.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing.
I think.
Do you remember the time that we told you that we could see you taking a shit out of your mouth?
What was going through your head? It was the time that you got your computer for Christmas.
Yeah. So I got a laptop for Christmas and like everyone, like my mom and dad were like blown away by this contraption. They couldn't believe that a computer could be on your lap. And like I was only a teenager, like, and I was showing them like that we could see the house on Google Maps and Street View or whatever. But what happened was my dad was a little bit more like technically able than you were.
Yeah.
You'd never clue. And so what we would do is I would say, or like my dad would text me, my dad would be like, your mom's cutting the grass. And I'd be like, I text my mom, like if I was away, and I'd be like, mom, you're doing a great job in the grass. And she'd be like, how can you see me? And you actually thought that we could see you. But it started escalating then. So my dad would be like, your mom's cooking a stew today. And I'd text my mom being like, that stew looks lovely. And she'd be like, how the can you see me? And then it came to a head then when you were gone into the toilet one day and my dad texted me to be like, your mom's gone into the toilet. And I text her going, I hope you're enjoying your poo. And then my dad said that she just burst out of the toilet and be like, I can't even take a shit. And then we had to tell you. So moving on from that, how does it feel to be my very first guest on the first episode of The Voice Note?
I'm honoured.
Good. I'm delighted. Very honoured. Now, it didn't take much convincing.
Oh, well, no. I tell you, I was thinking about it during the week and I was afraid of my life that I'd say something wrong.
You more than likely will. But look, it's grand. I can edit. I told you I can edit it out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So don't worry about that. I won't hang you out to dry unless it's golden.
What's that mean?
Like, unless it's brilliant.
Oh, brilliant.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
So what I've decided to do is, because it's my first episode, I'm going to explain the premise of The Voice Note, which is the name of the podcast, by the way, to you.
Oh, all right.
Okay? Because I was thinking, like, people are going to want to know what the premise is, and if I can explain it to you, the dogs in the street are going to understand it.
Okay.
Right? Basically, The Voice Note is supposed to be like a casual conversation. Do you know the way like you have like you have the voice note on your WhatsApp? Your WhatsApp voice note.
I do?
Yeah, it's
that
like
thing that you press and you can talk into it.
Yeah, so yeah. I use that most of the time when I'm talking to my friends. And the voice note is meant, it's a casual conversation, right? And that's what I want to try and create with this. So every episode, there's going to be a theme or a topic. Through a question then, I'm going to evoke a conversation. Okay.
Will you be interviewing somebody after me now too?
Well, if someone will come on, like.
Oh yeah.
Right. Okay. So, for example, we'll pick a question, and I kind of want to go with questions that are like difficult to answer. Now they'll know the question in advance. I'll ask them the question. They'll ask me the question, and over time, hopefully, if I get listeners, they will know the question in advance as well. I'll put it out on my social media, and then they'll be able to respond. And we'll read some of their responses out, or we'll play their voice notes if they don't mind, and we'll divulge over their responses as well. But the premise is that we just have a bit of crack along the way.
Okay.
All right. So this is the first one ever, and I don't have a listenership, so I couldn't really put out the question or the theme or the topic to anyone. So I'm going I'm going from a different angle for the first one as a kind of a get to know me.
Yeah. And is there anybody listening to us now?
Well, hopefully they will after I finish.
Oh, yeah, okay.
After we finish, right?
Sorry.
So, it's a get to know me, and I thought, who better to help everyone get to know me than the person who knows me best, which is you. Ish.
Kind.
Right. You do, like.
I do, yeah.
You do. You birthed me.
You don't tell me everything, like.
I know, but, like, you wouldn't want to know everything either.
Maybe.
But anyway, it doesn't matter. Right, we're going to move on. So I gave you questions in advance. I actually did ask some friends to give me some questions that they would like you to answer about me.
Yeah. But I saw them, all right.
Yeah.
I thought about
it. Now, I don't have a clue what you're going to say.
Yeah, I don't either.
I told you to prepare in advance.
But you're right, didn't.
Okay, all right, okay. I know you're going to try and rush the end of this so that you can get a bottle of Coors Light into your hand.
Are you taping this now?
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, Friday night is Mary's night.
No, I know that, Mum, but, like, I'll get you down.
I won't.
Oh, yeah,
I'll
especially towards the end, don't be trying to rush it. Cause
no, I promise you, I won't.
Are you ready? Do you want to start? Yeah, okay, you ready to answer? So all these questions you need to answer about me. So the first few are just quick fire. Okay?
Right.
So the first question I want you to answer about me is, what is my favourite food?
What's the place down there in the South Terrace?
Ramen.
Ramen.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say ramen.
Yeah.
It's because I'm be trying to look after what I'm eating, isn't it?
Yeah. And Chinese, don't you?
I do, I love Chinese too. Yeah, yeah. But you love Chinese too, don't you?
I love it.
I don't really get a choice, like.
Why?
Because if we ever go for anything, it's just you want to go for Chinese and nothing else.
Well, you see, it's very seldom I'm brought out.
Mum, you're always out. You have a Chinese once a week, if not more.
I'm out in Aldi.
I know you are, in the middle aisle. What is my favourite drink?
Red wine, Prosecco and gin.
If you had to pick one drink, what would my favourite drink? Coke Zero, Mum.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking clue.
I thought you said a drink. I mean a drink. My favourite drink is Coors Light.
I know that, but like when I say drink.
But I like sparkling water too.
I know that, but I just meant drink, like the thing that I drink the most.
Water.
Okay, grand. Let's move on. What's my favourite TV programme?
Paul Rue.
RuPaul.
Oh, what's he?
RuPaul. Like, I just don't understand how you can never get that right.
Paul is his first name.
It's RuPaul. It's, and Mum, it's the drag queen. It's a her.
I know that.
But you just said Paul is his first name.
Yeah, but sure, I get mixed up.
No, it's RuPaul.
Yeah. Drag queen.
Yeah,
the drag queen.
RuPaul's Drag Race probably is. We actually watched loads of that, didn't
brilliant,
we, during lockdown?
Brilliant, brilliant.
You loved it.
And the funny thing about it, when that fella came out, that fella, RuPaul.
Paul,
yeah. And I said, who's he? And you said to me after watching about six of them.
We were literally after watching. Literally now, right? It was the first Christmas of COVID.
Yeah.
And we both had it. And we were literally at each other's throats. And then we were like, I was like, right, Mom, we're watching. We're going to go back and we're going to watch Drag Race, right? So we started like season 4. And we got up to season 10. And then it was literally the last episode of season 10. And RuPaul walked out and my mum just goes, is that the one inside in the workroom? You literally thought it was that the person in the workroom, RuPaul, out of drag, and RuPaul in drag was a different person.
I didn't realise the one that was on the panel.
Yeah.
Paul Ru wasn't.
RuPaul.
RuPaul. RuPaul. I didn't realise RuPaul was on the panel.
Yeah. So it's RuPaul.
Because she was dressed. He was dressed. She or he.
She was in drag.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying. Yeah.
And then. Yeah.
So in the workroom, RuPaul's out of drag. And on the runway where they do like the criticising of the other drag queens.
He came out to say, and you're to do this now next week.
Yeah. So it's the same person.
And I said to you, who's he?
I couldn't believe it. We're about 60 episodes in.
I mean, I got a great kick out of it.
I know.
Really,
that's actually something that we need to do, don't we?
She's beautiful.
We need to get you to a drag show.
I'd love it.
I know.
I'd love that. No,
well, if you came out with me in Dublin, you'd have a great time. But every time you come up, you just stay in my aunt's house.
I know. But you see, if you made room for me over in your house, I'd be out every night with you. Oh, yeah, there's no room, yeah?
Yeah. Anyway.
Why?
Because it's a small house.
I could sleep with you.
Yeah, all right. Do you know what? We'll do that.
Yeah,
and you can come to a drag show with us.
I'd love it.
You'd have a ball.
I'd love it.
Actually, do you have a drag name?
A drag name?
Yeah, so like everyone has a drag name.
Dolly?
No, like mine is Minerva Saigon.
Oh,
We all made up our own before. You know the way, so it's a play on my nerves are gone, and my nerves are always gone. And we live, our house is called Minerva, and there's a musical called Miss Saigon. So we put those two together and we said Minerva Saigon.
Very nice.
You can actually make up your own name. If you put your grandmother's name and the last sweet treat that you ate together, it's your drag name.
Sarah Jane Eclair. Chocolate Eclair. Carmen.
Sarah Jane Chocolate Eclair. I love it.
Thanks.
Oh my God, I love it.
Yeah, is that
what
nice?
What could your talent be? Eating chocolate and drinking Coors Light.
I'm a very good taster in drink.
Yeah. The taste is limited. Anyway, let's move on. Where's my favourite place?
Bed. No.
No.
The pub.
Actually, yeah. I actually don't even know where my favourite place would be. I would have probably said...
You go to so many, you don't
I know. Would have said home, actually.
Yeah.
I would have said home.
Yeah.
Home is my favourite place. Or I really love going to Ballylickey during the summer as well.
Yeah.
Because it just reminds me of when I was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're always doing that. We always have a great laugh.
Yeah.
Okay. If I was a seasoning, what seasoning would I be?
A seasoning. A mixed herb.
Why mixed herb? Why mixed herb?
Because you love different things.
Okay. That's a good answer, actually.
Thanks.
Right. Can you think of a time where I embarrassed you?
Yes. We were in the church.
No, careful now what you're going to say.
We were in the church. In Roscarbery.
When you used to make us go to Mass.
Ah, you were only a child. You were three but Jesus.
I'm sure you didn't go to Mass. You haven't gone to Mass since.
I hate to say that, yeah, but I do pray.
Yeah, I know. Right, go on. Yeah. Anyway, we were at Mass and what happened?
And of course you were climbing up and climbing down and climbing up and climbing down. I said, sit down. And I was exhausted because you were awake all the night before. So I said, get down. And next thing anyway, we were up at the top of the church and I gave you a fine pinch. And you turned around and you said, you pinched at me. And you started crying. And next thing the priest looked down off the altar. My God, my nerves came at me. And everybody in the church looked around and looked at me.
Well, good enough for you.
I was red as a beetroot.
Yeah, well, do you know what? You deserved it. For pinching
I did not.
And for bringing me to Mass in the first place.
No, you used to like going to Mass.
Did I?
You lit every candle inside the church.
That's because I'm a pyromaniac.
Have you more money?
No, the candles were soothing, Mum.
They were
soothing the guilt of being inside there in the first place. Anyway.
You used to always say, and that's Holy God there, yeah? And Holy Mary, yeah?
That was drilled into me as a child. Moving on. Can you give me a time that you were proud of me?
Oh my God. First of all.
Okay, don't struggle too much.
The way that you came out as being gay.
Okay.
I was very proud of that.
Thank you.
And I was proud of myself the way I took it.
You took it very well.
Yeah. And your leaving cert. I couldn't leave because I thought you had a brain in the world. And every time we went out, take me fucking home. That's a goner anyway, I said to her. In the end, I said, Padre.
After every exam?
Yes. You can do it again next year.
I know, but I did actually think
comes
I did
the
that.
Brains. Honestly?
Now you're making out as if I got 7,000 points. I didn't.
Well, to me, you did.
Thanks, Mum. You're so kind.
I know, yeah. But like, I mean, I didn't think you had a brain the way you went on. And I didn't either, like.
I was actually thinking about the embarrassed thing today. And I was thinking about the time that, but it was more my dad. Remember my dad brought me down to the street leagues in Nemo.
You stood there like a statue.
And your man came over and he goes, right, you're going left back. And I was like, Dad, he's leaving me behind. I didn't even know what left back meant. So then my dad was just like, right, get into the car. And he just brought me home. But he must be mortified because he knew everyone down there.
Just wasn't for you.
This one is going to be very difficult for you to answer.
Hit me with your rhythm stick, come on.
What is my most annoying habit?
Jesus mercy.
Okay, jump on that one.
You have to have, you're always on time.
Well, Mum, that's not an annoying habit. You're always late.
You to be inside in the shower. I don't know what you to be washing. You must have a prized possession.
I do, actually.
I say you do. Jesus.
So I'm on time and I'm clean. They're not annoying habits at all.
They are.
People are just going to think that you're not good with time management and that you're unclean.
Well, if they think that, let them think, because I'm not.
I was thinking about what yours would be.
Go on. But we do, course light,
I don't have ages. I have a long list. So I was thinking, first of all, you're chewing. You have to chew with your mouth open and it's excruciating.
But why didn't you tell me that earlier in my life?
Earlier in your life, I'm telling you that for the last 30 years.
Because people must have been looking at me and I chewed
I'd
away.
Say no one, you're giving out about not going out earlier. I'd say no one wants to eat around you. And it's not even like a little chew. It's like a chomp.
I'm after getting better now.
Also, you it's the eating and the talking at the same time. Like how many times would I ring you and I'd have to ring you back and be like, I'll be like, when you're finished the apple, ring me again.
Oh, yeah.
It's chronic. Also,
I don't think that people could, you say I'm a bit naive in that bit, because I wouldn't think that you'd hear me chewing.
Mum.
I didn't.
I don't know what you're like. You're like.
I didn't like.
You're like a dinosaur chewing on a bone. We love you for it, like. The last one then I just have
you
here
is. You love me for it.
What also annoys me is, do you know how much editing I'm going to have to do around you farting?
Stop. Don't say that. That was a little slow one.
I know, but like, every time you lift your arse and fart, that's, I'm going to have to try and edit that out. Mum, stop.
Bacon and cabbage.
It's delicious, though. Anyway, another one, actually, that annoys me about you is that if we're watching something on the TV and the phone rings, you will sit in the room and have a full-blown conversation for 40 minutes and you won't leave the room, and it's full-blown conversation and you'll talk about every single thing that you can get out while people are trying to watch the television.
And you don't do it?
No, Mum. If I was having a conversation with someone, I'd get up and walk out. You will sit there and you'll stay on the phone for an hour and a half.
God, you're after studying me very well. Go on.
Well, I'm living with you long enough. I'm dealing with you long enough.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
What is one thing that you would change about me? Or if there's anything that you think would make me a better son, what would it be?
You could buy me a little box of Coors Light every now and then, perhaps.
Mum, they're going
put
to
put a little bit into my savings.
Mum, people are going to think it's sponsored by Coors Light. If anyone from any other drinks brand is listening,
is it all, that's all.
Your one's getting paid a fortune from Coors Light to talk about it so much.
Well, I'd rather say so.
Well, do you have anything else to talk about?
Well, it's Coors Light. And then... and then after 12, it's Coors Light.
Mum!
Yeah.
Mum! People are going to be listening to this.
Listen, excuse me now. Come on.
Okay.
Onwards and upwards, come on.
Actually, it's funny that you said, because I said, what would I change about you? I said that you're always late for things.
Go away, yeah.
Second of all, I also said, our long names.
Oh, what
were what were you doing with the long names?
You see, like, I wanted Wilson, because 'cause I held you for 9 months, and why shouldn't I?
I know that, Mum, but like, do you know how inconvenient it is filling out a form?
No.
I've done it
since I was married.
But Mum, there's not even enough letters for my whole name on any form I've ever gotten in my life.
I don't care.
But I always think of the time that my dad told me the story of us going to the airport on our first family holiday. So there's four different names. So my sister has a different dad to me, and her surname is Patrice Wilson O'Regan.
Yeah.
You were Mary Wilson on your passport at the time.
Yeah.
My dad was Derry McCarthy and I was Padraig Wilson McCarthy. And we were going on our first family holiday. And like I was like 3, my sister was like 10. Yeah. We were just baiting around the airport doing our own bits. Like, you were running after us, and my dad went up to check his in, because at the time it didn't matter. Like, he went up with the passports and he got pulled, didn't he?
He did.
Your man pulled him aside.
He said, Are you for real 4 people going
out? He was like, what's the story with the names? You're not, none of you are related to each other. Imagine my dad in customs. He hasn't left the country since.
Wait, so he was cursing me.
Oh, stop. But yeah, that was the thing that I thought I'd change anyways, the long names. There's no need. I'll have to think of a stage name.
And if you got married, no. What would your name
be? I'm never changing the long name.
Oh, yeah.
I'm giving out about it, but I'm never changing. There's only one off me.
But if you married a fella, no, that was O'Regan.
Well, I can't take on a third name, Mum. Because if I took on a third name, it would be the size of a bibliography.
Yeah, but that's okay.
You just take her own.
And I think it should be for everybody to take their own.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I'll make sure that's in the edit.
What's that mean?
That everyone hears that part. That was good. That was strong. I like that. This is a great question. If I was leaving a burning building, what 3 things would I grab?
But was I in the building too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd say you'd grab me. I don't know, no, but I'm thinking, I think you would, yeah. Right? And
you're hoping I would anyway.
Your phone, definitely. And a hairdryer for the head. Do you remember? Jesus. Do you know your Padraig, you were pristine with the hair every morning going into school. Do you remember
I know, I'd like the Justin Bieber hair. Oh, you see, my hair is naturally really curly and it's not a nice curl. So I need the hairdryer.
But you go for a haircut every 2 weeks.
I know I do, Mum.
In the name of Jesus. Go to me. Everyone
says this to me. the hairdryer is a good one. I didn't think of the hairdryer, but you're dead right. I have a hairdryer that comes everywhere with me. I actually got it about 5 years ago and I brought it. It's been in Asia, it's been in Australia, it's been in America. And like it's priority when I've got hand luggage, it comes everywhere.
Go away with that.
Yeah, it's just because it's a really strong one. It blows all the curls out. Although there was a smell of burn came out of it the other day, so if anyone's listening and wants to give me a hairdryer.
Yeah, Santa.
My cousin, Santa. Yeah. Actually, that's a good one. I was thinking for you, your slippers, your dressing gown, and a pillow.
No, of course not. I could sleep in the box.
I was actually thinking Coors Light, and then I was like, would she like a Coors Light or a pillow? But I was like, she'd not be able to drink the Coors Light. She'd have the pillow to sleep it off afterwards. You'd find Coors Light anyway outside the burning building.
I could wrap my dressing gown as a pillow. I couldn't go without the Coors
Light. You'd go cold. Okay. If you could describe my ideal day, what would it consist? What would be the 3 things that I would do in an ideal day?
Gym. Washing.
Like
and cooking.
Mom. That sounds like the worst day. That sounds like the day from hell.
Yeah. What do you do?
What do you mean, what do I do?
You get up in the morning, you wash.
Yeah, but that's not my ideal
day.
Oh,
your ideal day. Right.
Right, moving on. Do you have any big worry for me?
There is, but I shouldn't say it.
Do you want to say it?
I'd be frightened because you're gay.
Why?
In case somebody might take you up the wrong way. And hurt you.
No, you need to phrase that better. You need to phrase that better. What would worry about me being gay?
Because there's a lot of ignorant people out there.
Yeah, I know.
Very, very ignorant.
Yeah, you're right. I had a fair idea that that's what you were going to say.
And like, I would say, Padraig, like, if they knew you, you're the sweetest person.
Thanks, Mum.
You know, at times, like.
I know. No, I know. And, like, I think we've seen it a lot lately. Like, it's been in the news a lot lately, like, of things happening to people who identify as being not straight. Anyone that's not straight, like LGBTQ. It just so happens that it's in places where I actually socialise and stuff. And I suppose what's different about me compared to the people who are being attacked all the time is that, like, I dress in stereotypical clothes for a man, and sometimes people are attacked for basically just living their truth.
But that shouldn't be the way.
I know it isn't, but unfortunately there are people.
I'm not watching, do you know, and I'm being honest here with you, I'm not watching the World Cup.
Are you not?
No.
Well, good, actually. I'm glad.
No.
Because fuck not that.
Supporting people that don't like other people the way they live.
Yeah, I agree. The thing about it is, like, if they accepted members of the LGBTQ community, like, there'd be so much more...
Happier,
but there'd be so much more people come out...
Absolutely.
...in the sport.
Absolutely.
That's why there's such a stigma around soccer and stuff.
Absolutely.
Like,
when I had Patrice, and that's 30-odd years ago, the first person that came up to see me in the hospital was a very good friend of mine that I worked with in Roaches, and he was gay.
Go away.
And I loved him. I was very, very fond. We were very, very friendly.
Did he know how to work a room?
Did he what?
Did he know how to work a room?
What's that mean?
Did he know to slay, like?
What's that?
Just like, you know, could he vogue?
Who?
Could he detrap?
I don't know what you're saying there, Patrick. Sorry.
Doesn't matter. No, I know what you're saying. Yeah, I know. I know. And that...
And you know, and I will say, they're the nicest race.
It's not a race, Mom.
Well, whatever it is.
Fucking hell.
Group. What you call it?
Yeah, I know. But unfortunately, there are people out there who see us as like the enemy and evil. But like, that's why pride is so important and these things. And that's why we go to all these things and celebrate. And even though there are fears that, you know, all these things can happen to us, if we hide behind it, it's not going to improve. And also, there were people who died fighting for our rights.
Absolutely.
And it would be a shame for us to regress for that.
Absolutely.
So even though...
Yeah.
We
fully agree.
Are typically in, can be in danger in these places. I would never not go to them because of that, because I'm thinking...
Well,
I'm glad
to hear that.
I'm thinking with the
people... Because I'd be thinking of that.
With the people who are coming up ahead of me, like young people now.
Absolutely.
Like if I had role models the way that they have now, coming out would have been a lot easier. And I think it is getting easier for people, but unfortunately there's still these attacks and all these stupid things happening.
Oh, I know that.
That was nice. Thanks, Mom. I appreciate that.
Thanks, love.
But
that's the way I feel.
I know.
You know?
I know.
I love you all to bits.
We love you to bits, girl. You're an icon. You're a queen.
Yeah.
You are the moment. You're an ally.
What's that?
It means that you're a supporter. Like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you should come to a pride, actually.
I'd love it.
Yeah.
Check it, I'd love it.
Yeah, you'd have a ball.
Yeah, I'd love it.
We'll get you a harness.
A harness?
Yeah, like.
In case I get lost.
No, it's just something that the gays wear. It's... I'll show you a picture later.
Okay.
Actually, do you know what? I'll show you a picture now. Where's my phone?
There, look.
This is a harness. So it's like an outfit that like lots of gays wear to like these events. Let's see what you think of it.
Oh, yeah. But they'd be over your clothes, like, would it?
No, you'd wear it like that.
At my age, the boobies would be down to the waist.
How would you feel?
I'd have to get a lot of lifts.
They keep your boobies up.
They would never arse. Not if you had mine.
What would you do if you saw me riding into somewhere like wearing one of those?
I'd run. I didn't know you.
You'd be a long time now getting me into one of those. Anyway, I'll stick to the crop tops for the moment.
Yeah. Audrey, a question for you there now. Not getting away from it. When did you know you were gay?
I always knew I was gay.
Did you?
Yeah, you always do, like. And I mean, you know, you, like, even before you know what it is, you know that you're different to everybody else. And I think that because I was young at a time where it wasn't spoken about,
yeah,
I just thought there was something wrong with me.
She got.
Because I didn't know anyone else felt that way either.
I know.
But then I saw other people coming out and it started becoming, like, you know, people were speaking about it. Like, I remember watching Pop Idol and the next, at the final, and the next morning, it was, like, across the paper that Will Young was gay. It was like, Will, I'm gay, was the... I can see it, like,
mm-hmm,
do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time I'd actually seen the word. And I remember people discussing it around me. And, like, you were one of them. And not in a bad way, but you were just... I remember you being like, what difference does it make? But it was a big thing at the time. And, like, he didn't want to be outed because it could ruin his chances of winning.
I know, yeah.
So then when you have that idea in your head that it's a bad thing, then you're just kind of trying to suppress it and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, obviously, eventually it festers. But also,
And what age were you that time then?
When I came out?
Yeah. No. I know when you came out.
I'd say I was only 8 or 9, was I?
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I never knew it, you know, Padraig.
I know, but you did, Mum.
Oh, you really didn't?
Mum, I was as camp as Christmas.
I remember there was a wig, all right, and Nanny says to me, take that wig off him and hide it.
It was a blonde bob. It was stunning.
Yeah.
It was stunning.
Yeah, and it was gorgeous, and yeah. And Nanny says to me, take that off.
She was, and then she'd be giving it to me when you were gone.
She's gone. Yeah, yeah.
Right. So when I was younger, what did you think I'd be when I was big?
I thought you'd be a guard.
Why?
You were clung up my arse and you said to me one day, ah, Jesus, you love me and I couldn't wait to get rid of you. so I was being exhausted from you.
I know, sure, you had to come to play school with me, didn't you? I was actually terrible. I'm still not great, like.
Listen, but I remember one day we were out in Dunn's and I said to you, no, we're going to have a game. You were all excited. I was doing the shopping. And I said, we'll have a game. Hide and seek. I said, you run and hide and I'll find you.
Mum, we used to play this every time we went shopping, I'm sure.
I know that. I couldn't get rid of this. The only way that's I could get rid of
it. That's the reason you were playing it.
And every time, oh yeah, absolutely. And every time I'd look down the aisle, I could see you looking up at me. And I kept going. But then
I just had to keep an eye on you, like.
You were like this.
Well, that's probably why I still, to this day, can't go shopping with you.
Ah, yeah, but there was a woman there, she said, I never heard anything like that.
That's why I still get anxiety when I go into the supermarket with you. It's like, do you know what? It's like when you, something about you, right, is that the minute it gets to the till and the checkout person starts checking it out, like in Aldi now, for example, you'll find somewhere else to go. And it's not just down to get some milk. It's like, oh, I left my wallet in the car. I left my keys, I don't know, back at home, and you'll go and you leave me there. And even at this age, and I can pay for the shopping, I don't know what makes me panic so much. It's when you leave the till, I nearly have a stroke.
Do you remember the day? Do you remember the day my car was lifted?
And I didn't know where it was. My mum parked on a footpath, and then my neighbour came over. It was inside our house, like, and the neighbour came over, and the neighbour was like, your car got lifted. And we were like, what? We didn't even see it being lifted. And I was up in Cork City compound, and my mum went up, right, rang Neil Prendeville, first of all, was swearing down the phone. What were they calling you again? They were calling you absolutely. Because every time Neil Prendeville said something, absolutely. You'd go, absolutely, Neil, absolutely.
I was trying to be posh, you see.
I know, but you were. No, well, how could you be posh? She went on strike then and got up on top of the van.
They lifted the door for your man to go in and yeah. The bike.
She got up on the back of a van. Right, with the picket sign, and then you're telling me that you're on the phone to Neil Prendeville trying to be posh.
And the guards came and told me, come down.
Mum, that is brilliant.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I was thinking there? Do you remember the time that I was in school and there was a bad storm and I couldn't cope? And I pretended I was sick so they could ring you so they could go home because I thought you were going to get blown away in the storm. The wind was howling outside the window and I was like, my mum's going to get blown away. So I pretended I had a pain in my tummy so I could go home.
Love you.
But of course it took about 2 hours to come and collect me, so I was convinced then. You were never early. I'm sure I went home at the same time as everybody else.
Oh, for God's sake. I swear to God.
Brilliant.
Oh, you were gas.
And now you're clung. And now you're clung to me. Right, okay. Why do you think I'm 30... and single? Well, nearly 30. Why do you think I'm nearly 30 and single?
Well, I don't know. I think you're being careful, maybe. But okay.
Careful of what?
Like, I wouldn't say that you'd be with every Tom, Dick and Harry.
Okay.
Do you know? But
picky.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think you had one.
No, we're not getting into it.
Relationship.
We're not getting into
we're
it.
Not. We're not. Have you got a fella?
No.
I think I heard a little whisper in the wind.
Well, if you heard a whisper, I'd love you to tell me what the whisper was, because I haven't a clue what you're talking about. And I can swear down a nan's grave on that one.
Ah, stop. Why am I so naive?
Huh? I don't know, you're thick as the wall, God love
I'm
us.
As thick as...
Okay, if you were to set me up with a celebrity, who would the celebrity be?
Brad Carr.
Mom, fuck off now.
No.
Leo Varadkar. No, go again. You're brutal at these. Mom, it's not about who you want me to be set up with, it's who I'd want to be set up with.
Oh, right, okay. Sam, the singer.
You. No, Mom, no, we're skipping this question. Sam Smith.
Sam Smith.
Why would I want to be stuck with Sam Smith?
Well, who would you like to be with? So you.
Well, give me anyone, like, fucking hell. Leo Varadkar and Sam Smith. I'm getting out of here.
But they're celebrities, aren't they? You said a celebrity.
Well, yeah, but there's more celebrities than Leo Varadkar and Sam Smith in the world.
Okay, right.
Would you not, like, pick someone like, I don't know, like, Jamie Dornan or, like, I don't know, Idris Elba or something, and you're picking Sam Smith and Leo Varadkar?
I don't know them.
Okay, fair enough.
And who would you like to be put with?
I don't know, one of the Hemsworth brothers or something.
Who?
One of the Hemsworth brothers
or something. Show me a picture of them.
You know the Hemsworths. Well, I'm just picking them out at random.
Oh, him. Sure he's not gay.
Yeah, but they don't. It doesn't matter.
Oh, sorry. Edit that. I know what you're saying now. Definitely.
I think we're on the last question.
Are we?
Yeah, so it's nearly course late time. You delayed it.
Bit excited.
I can see because your leg's starting to go.
Yeah.
Your leg's starting to shake. Right, I'll get you down for a bottle of Coors Light there now soon, right? My last question is, what would you like to see me doing or where do you see me in 3 to 5 years?
I do like you being a teacher. I think it's very interesting. And the way you do things in the classroom that you show me little bits and pieces. But...
I do love the teaching, I do.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Sometimes
I feel a bit like...
You're hemmed in?
Yeah, or I'm a bit restricted, or I'm not allowed to do anything that I want to do because I'm...
I know what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I feel very restricted by it
and
sometimes.
You have fierce imagination.
I feel like... I do have loads of room to be creative, but not just in the
creative
way that I want to be.
Creative is the word.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm limited in what I'm allowed to do.
Absolutely. But...
But that's nothing to do... That's nothing to do with where I work or anything. That's just teaching in general.
Oh, I know that. Yeah. I know that.
Because
I
actually do work with very supportive people.
Yeah. Another thing, a DJ.
Mom, what the fuck? Like?
I swear to God, no.
Why a DJ?
You have great taste in music.
Now, Mom, I don't think I've ever expressed my desire to be a DJ to you ever in my life.
Never.
In fact, I don't even want to be one.
Could you imagine yourself?
That's so weird because PJ Kirby's always telling me to become a DJ.
I swear to God.
Well, that was only because I had one playlist once and we played it and we were vibing off it, so that was it.
Oh, I think you'd make a fantastic end on radio or television.
Well,
you'd love to have... I'd say, do you know what? Now you'd love to be a filmmaker.
This is the plug. Mom, you're building me up here. You're giving me every career.
I'm telling you.
You're giving me every career on the sun.
But you're very interesting in your own mind. No matter what you put your hand to, you always come up with something different.
Thanks, Mom.
You really, I swear to God, like you amaze me. And in lots of things, like, could throttle you. But
you're only trying to come across nice now.
I swear to God, I'm not.
Right, so, is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I enjoyed the evening.
No, I had a great time. Do you know what, Mum? I was thinking about this earlier because I was like, why are we even going
to do it again, but you know.
Well, do you know what? We'll have to see what people think.
Oh.
We'll see what the critics say. I might even get to a second episode now, Mum, so we never know what happens. But I was thinking about this earlier and I was like, look, if it never went anywhere, I'm always going to have this conversation between the two of us.
God, love
which is cute, like.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So when you're dead and buried, you'll still be haunting me because I can listen to you on the podcast.
You'll be down with me. You'll be crying, weeping and lashing a tear.
I will, I'll have an onion underneath the hanky.
I know, yeah.
Okay, give me a hug. Thanks, Mum. Love you.
Yeah, I love you too,
right,
sweetheart.
Get the Coors Light.
Woohoo! Let the Friday night begin!
And that's a wrap on episode 1
I hope you enjoyed listening as much as my mom obviously enjoys a bottle of Coors Light. I actually love that. She's a diamond though, so she made it easy for me. I'll be back again in 2 weeks' time with episode 2. But in the meantime, you can keep an eye on my socials because I'm going to be putting a call out for your responses to the next theme. So if anyone's listening, keep an eye. My Instagram, my Twitter handle is Padraig_WMC. And if you have time, I'd be absolutely weak if you'd rate the pod, and if you're feeling extra generous, you could even leave a stunning review. But until next time, thanks for listening to The Voice Note.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.